We're doing Nein Yaakov. We're up to page Tzadi Beis in the standard editions, which is Daf Nun Zayin in the Gemara. Amal B'Yochanan Neshkimin Afal Pasuk L'Toch Piv. You see the parentheses about 10 lines from the top. Sham Amud Beis. See the brackets, square brackets. Sham Ein Beis. Right. Okay, you got it. Dov, are we together? Excellent. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Neshkim. If a person awoke early in the morning, the nafal pasuk lituch piv, and as he awakens, he finds himself saying a pasuk. Hareza nebuah ktana. That's a miniature prophecy when you wake up in the morning and you find yourself saying a verse. I wonder what it means. Tanu Rabbanan. So we had Gemaras earlier that described what it means. Tanu Rabbanan shlosha melechimim. This is a brisa, parts of which appear in Avos to Rabbi Nosson. And the brisa explains different dreams that one might have. The question is, how do you know what you're seeing? It's a good question. Shlosha melachimim. There are three kings that, if seen in a dream, each one means a different thing. Haroed David b'chalom. If someone sees King David in a dream, yitzapeh l'chasidut, you should anticipate piety. David is called the chasid. Shlomo, if someone sees King Solomon in a dream, yitzapeh l'chokhmah, he can anticipate that that dream means wisdom is on its way to him. Achav, if he sees King Achav in a dream, yidag min ha'poronut, he has to worry about terrible things that are imminent. Gimel Nevi'imim, there are three books of prophet, each one, if you see it in a dream, has different meaning. Ha'wesef o'melachim, if someone sees the book of kings in a dream, yitzapeh l'gdulah, he can anticipate greatness, kings. Yechezkel, if he sees the book of Ezekiel, yitzapeh l'chokhmah, he can anticipate wisdom. Ezekiel keeps rising to great prophetic heights. Yeshayah, if he sees the book of Isaiah, yitzapeh l'nechamah, he can anticipate comfort. Yirmiyah, if he sees the book of Jeremiah, yidag min ha'poronut. Yirmiyah keeps warning about the destruction. You got to worry. Shlosha ktuvim gdolim hem. There are three great works of ksuvim, of writings. Haroeh sefer tehilim, yitzapeh l'chasidut. If you see the book of Tehillim, Psalms, compiled by King David, who was so pious, you can anticipate piety. Mishlei, yitzapeh l'chokhmah. If you see the book of Proverbs, you can anticipate wisdom. Iyov, the book of Job, yidag min ha'poronut. You should worry about who knows what's happening. The whole book of Job is a terrible story. Gimel ktuvim ktaninim, three minor writings. Haroeh shir ha'shirim b'chalom, if one sees the Song of Songs, which is a work that is all about the fear of heaven and the love of God that is in the heart of each Jew. Yitzapeh l'chasidut, so you could anticipate piety. Kohelet, yitzapeh l'chokhmah, if you see Ecclesiastes, you can anticipate wisdom. Kinot, if you see Lamentations, yidag min ha'poronut, one should worry, who knows what's coming. If one sees Megillah Esther, then the miracles happened to him. Gimel Chachamim. There are three wise men. If you see them in a dream, one who sees Rebbe can anticipate wisdom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yitzapeh l'ashirut. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. You see him in a dream, you can anticipate wealth. Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, he was one of those murdered by the Romans that they stripped his skin. They peeled off his skin, the skin of his head alive. So then yidag min ha'poronut, if someone sees him in a dream, one has to worry. Gimel talmidei chachamim. There are three who were disciples of the sages. Talmidei chachamim. Haroeh ben Azai, if one sees Rabbi Shimon ben Azai in a dream, yitzapeh l'chasidut, he can anticipate piety. Ben Zoma, if he sees Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, yitzapeh l'chokhmah, he can anticipate wisdom. Acher, if he sees the rabbi who became an apostate, yidag min ha'poronut, he has to worry about what's coming. Kol minei chayot yafot l'chalom. All kinds of animals you see in a dream are good. They're a good sign. Chutz min apil v'akof v'akipod. Except for an elephant, a monkey, and a porcupine. Why? Because they each have unusual looks. The elephant is an unusual animal, the monkey is an unusual animal, and the porcupine. Rashi says that a kipod is not what we call a porcupine. It's some wild animal that's like a monkey, and it has a long tail, and it's called the Martina. I don't know what that is. Anyone here speak French? I don't know what that is. Okay, I don't know. Martina. I don't know. V'amamar, how could you tell me that if you see an elephant in a dream, it's a bad sign? It says, "Aroi pil b'chalom pelena salo." We said that if a person sees an elephant in a dream, that's a sign that a wondrous thing is going to happen to him. Lo kasha hadim sareg adin lo sareg. The Gemara says, "Well, it depends. If he's saddled, if you have him in a muzzle, so you have him under control, fine. So it's a good sign. If he's running wild, it's not a good sign." Kol minei matech yafin l'chalom. All types of metal are good for a dream. Chutz mimar. What's mar? They give you a word in Yiddish for that. It's a type of shovel. the exceptions are going to be mar, and Rashi gives us a French word. Pasal, which is a type of axe. I think it's what we would call a picksaw. What's it called? Pickaxe. Yeah, pickaxe, which you break stones with. Vikardom. And an axe. Those aren't a good sign in a dream. But all other metals are good. And that's if you see them with their handle. So they're ready to be worked. They're ready to destroy things. But if you just see the metal without the handle, that's okay. Kol minei perot yafin l'chalom. Any fruit you see in a dream is good. Chutz mipageit mara. Except for if you see dates that are not yet ripe. Kol minei rakot yafin l'chalom. Any vegetable you see in a dream is a good sign. Chutz mirashei lefatot. The only exception would be rashei lefatot, which might be horseradish. Some type of root that's edible. V'amarav lo yatre adechazai rashei lefatot. Wait a second, but Rav said that he only became wealthy after he had a dream seeing that vegetable. Answers the Gemara, ki chaza bechanayu chaza. Yeah, when he saw that vegetable, he saw it attached. If you'd see it pulled out of the ground, then it's a bad sign. But if you see it growing, that's okay. Then it's a good sign. That's what Rava saw. He saw it growing, and that's why it indicated he would get wealthy. Kol minei tzivanin yafin l'chalom. All types of color are good for a dream. You guys dream in color or black and white? Kol minei tzivanin yafin l'chalom. All types of color are good for a dream. Chutz min atchilet. Except for blue, or Tchelet Rashi says is a type of green. So seeing a type of green, yeah, people are green when they're ill. Kol minei ofot yafin l'chalom. Any bird you see is good for a dream. Chutz min kri v'kapupa v'kuparai. What's a kri? So they give you a word down here, rabon, I don't know what that is. Rashi says yaibnes, I don't know what that is. Kapufa, Rashi says Tzvaite, I don't know what that is. He says it has cheeks like a human being, so that's why it's a bad sign. And Kuparai, so Rashi says Talfa, I don't know what that is. And here down here they say Fladermois, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what these birds are. Shlosha nichnasin laguf ven haguf neneh min. There are three things that enter the body, and the body doesn't benefit from them. Gud gedaniyot, it's a type of flower. I guess that was edible. Vekafniyot, which was, they give you again a Yiddish word, I don't know what that is. Rashi says it's a type of bad date. Upageit mara, no, down here they translate it on the bottom of the Ein Yaakov. You can see the letters on the bottom. Upageit mara, and dates that are not ripe. So if you eat bad dates or dates that are not ripe, the body doesn't benefit from them. There are three things that do not enter the body, yet the body benefits from them. Elohen sicha, when you anoint the body, you put oils on the body, so the body benefits. Rechitza, you wash the body benefits, didn't enter the body. Vetashmish, and when a person's intimate, so the body benefits, but nothing entered the body. Gimel men olam abay, there are three that are a sampling of the world to come. You want to know the pleasures of the world to come? You get three things in this world that let you get a taste of it. Eluhen, the following. Shabbos, Shemesh, when the sun's shining, the Tashmish, an intimacy. Tashmish demai. The Gemara says, wait a second. Tashmish? You want to tell me Tashmish is the way we understood? Ilem ha-Tashmish amita. If we're talking about intimacy, so then valo makrish kachish. that weakens a person. So how could that be a sampling of the world to come? The Gemara says, no, we're talking about when a person relieves himself, when he goes to the bathroom and then he feels all better. Ah, that feeling that he feels all better, that's a taste of the world to come. If you think this is taken literally, I don't think any of this means literal.
Well, isn't it also so that sleeping is like 1/60th of
Ganeim? It tastes. It's a 1/60th of taste of death.
Okay.
Obviously, all these have deeper meaning. Chazal probably had better things than going to the bathroom. They could have said a good steak. They could have said other things. They didn't say that. So obviously, there's more to what's going on here. Gimel meshivin da'ato shel adam. Three things calm a person down. Eluhen kol umareh v'reach. What you hear, what you see, what you smell. Three things can give a person back when he's lost his wind. When a person is knocked out, there are three things that will bring him back. Hearing something, seeing something, smelling something.
Not like knocked out cold or just...
No,
tired.
Just means wiped out, yeah.
Say it again?
What you hear, what you see, what you smell. That's what the Rambam says. Sometimes a person is very tired from his learning. So he should go and see beautiful things. Smell beautiful things. Hear beautiful things.
Together? Or?
However works for you. You want to listen to Mozart as you walk down a garden and smell the roses? Perfect. Gimel machivin da'ato shel adam. This is a beautiful thing to learn before Bein Hazmanim. Gimel machivin da'ato shel adam. Three things give a person breath of mind. What are they? Eluhen dirana'a. If you have a nice house to come back to, so that gives a person breath of thought. It helps a person think more clearly. Ishana, a beautiful wife. The kelim naim, and beautiful vessels. So those things help a person expand his thought. Chamisha achad meshishim. This is the Gemara you were referring to. There are five which are a sampling, a 1/60th of. Ve'eluhen. Esh dvash shabbat sheina chalom. The following five. Fire, honey, Shabbos, sleep, and a dream. Esh achad meshishim legenom. Our fire down here is 1/60th of the fire of perdition. Dvash achad meshishim leman. Our honey, it's sweet. Well, it's 1/60th of the flavor of the man. Shabbat, echad meshishim leolam haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of the world to come. Sheina, echad meshishim lemita. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Chalom, echad meshishim lenvua. A dream is 1/60th of prophecy, says the Gemara. Shisha dvarim siman yafe lachole. Six things are a good sign for someone who's ill. Eluen, the following. Itush. Sneezing. Now, itush in the Gemara could mean sneezing from the nose, or it could mean passing air. So usually it means sneezing. Zeya, sweating. Shilshul, diarrhea. Keri, if he has an emission. Sheina, sleep. Vachalom, and the dream. Itush, dichtiv, atishtav, ta'elo. Zeya, dichtiv, zeya, tepecha, tochalechem. Shilshul, dichtiv, mihaltzoe, leipatech. ולא ימות לו שחת. וקרי דכתיב ירא זרע יאריך ימים. שינה דכתיב ישנתי אז ינוח לי. חלום דכתיב ותך ממני וחייני. The Gemara quotes a verse for each of these concepts. That each concept helps a person heal. וו דברים מרפאים את החולה מחוליו ברפואתו רפואה. Six things heal a person and it's a true benefit. It really helps heal. אלו הן the following. כרוב. So what's kuv? It's a type of vegetable. In modern Hebrew, they call cabbage a kuv. Here they quote from Yiddish, einautkoit, whatever that is. Tradin, so Rashi tells us in French, that's blaze. Here they say zonf, it's a type of plant. Sisin yaveshin, here they say it's a root of a type of plant. Vekeva, and the intestines, keva is the stomach, I'm sorry, the harat, and the womb, the part that has the placenta in it. Harat is what the encasing for the placenta. The yoteret hakaved, and yoteret hakaved in English would be the gallbladder. The yeshumim haftagim ktanim, and some say another thing that's very healthy is eating small fish. Okay, so What is all of this? What? They explain over here, what?
It's supposed to be a guide for living?
No, we already said early on, we said that all these medications are not applicable today. We don't have their diet, we don't have their lifestyle, we don't have their schedule, we don't have their fruits, we don't have their vegetables, we don't have anything like they did. There's nothing we do like they did. We don't wear their clothing, we don't sweat their sweat, we don't eat with their utensils, you know, that all affects it. We don't cook the way they cooked, we don't grow the way they grew. Nothing's the same. Everything about our lifestyle is different than theirs. So you can't apply their medication. Everything changed. We don't wake up when they woke up. We don't go to sleep when they went to sleep. There's almost nothing in our natural life that we do today like they did. We don't use the same light as we read. If you think about it, our life is so different than their life. We don't use the same paper. We don't. And the dishes you cook can affect things. You know, if they were using earthenware all the time, so that affects it. If they were using well water, that affects the person's health.
Why can we apply Rambam's Sifodot when it talks about when you sleep, when you get up?
Who said we apply it? Who said we apply it? You see any yeshiva that go by that?
No, but I think it says the end, it says the very end, it follows a guarantee you'll never be sick.
In the Rambam's day, it was good advice. Today, somehow, modern medicine has achieved a lot. So, we go with modern medicine. They tell you to watch your cholesterol. Watch your cholesterol. Don't go telling them what the Rambam says.
Small
fish are not only healthy as a cure, but they also help a person's whole body get healthy. They're healthy for the whole body. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.